Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy and 69 degrees. KNSS breaking news. A small plane crashed Monday night at Villard Municipal Airport in northeast Topeka, killing two people. The Kansas Highway Patrol confirms that two bodies were found in the wreckage. The plane reportedly landed upside down in a cornfield just north of the airport. Eric Johnson with the Metropolitan Topeka Airport Authority says the FAA has been notified and will investigate the crash. Today is primary election day in Sedgwick County.
Wichita City Council District 1 voters will select two candidates from the field of four to face off in the general election in November. There were not enough candidates for City Council Districts 2 and 6, nor Wichita Board of Education Districts 1, 2, 5, and 6 to justify a primary. Those candidates will face off November 7th. In today's primary, District 1 voters will choose two candidates from the field: Brandon Johnson, Mike Kennard, John Stevens, and Janet Wilson. Voters in Hayesville City Council Ward 4 and Park City Ward 3 are also going to the polls today. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Another top Trump administration official is out. Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci resigned just 11 days after taking the White House post.
The Trump White House now dealing with the ousting of Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, known as the Mooch. Scaramucci's profanity-laced tirade to a reporter calling now ex-Chief of Staff Reince Priebus an expletive paranoid schizophrenic apparently crossed the line. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders:
the president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
President Trump, no stranger to colorful language himself, hoping to turn the page with his new Chief of Staff, John Kelly. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, Washington.
It was a deadly weekend on Wichita streets with three traffic fatality accidents in 3 days, one on Friday, another Saturday, another Sunday. Late Sunday night, police were called to a scene near Kellogg and Washington where a car was upside down on Kellogg.
The investigation showed a 2006 Chevy Impala was traveling on the ramp, I-135, to westbound Kellogg, lost control and struck a concrete barrier, which caused the vehicle to roll.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says a passenger in the car, a 44-year-old man, died at the scene. Four other people in the car, two men and two women, were all hospitalized, including two in critical condition. People living downtown in Jasper, Alabama, have been asked to stay indoors. The search continues for one of the inmates who escaped from the county jail over the weekend. ABC's Clayton Sandell reports authorities are now revealing how the inmates tricked a guard.
The sheriff in Walker County, Alabama, says the inmates used peanut butter to make a smooth escape.
That may sound crazy, but these people are crazy like a fox.
A dozen inmates with rap sheets, including attempted murder and robbery, allegedly using that peanut butter to change numbers above a jail door, tricking a new employee into thinking he was opening a cell.
24-year-old Brady Kilpatrick, who was jailed on drug-related charges, is the only inmate who remains on the loose. 11 other inmates have been recaptured. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Now 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And so far in traffic, things looking fairly good out there. Not seeing any big traffic slowdowns at the moment. And those gasoline prices, most of them still right there at $2.15 a gallon. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a weak disturbance is sliding across southern Kansas, that may keep a few scattered showers going for a while, but most of those are going to be pushing out of southeast Kansas. cloudy with a high today 84, so maybe a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow should be clearing, warmer, and 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 69 degrees. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS here on a Tuesday morning, the first day of August. And just taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar for you. We have had some showers in the area, a rather large area of showers. However, it's all moved off to the east and southeast of Wichita now, down into the southeast part of Kansas. Now, if you're traveling to northern Oklahoma today, there's a band of showers all the way across Oklahoma just about. And if you're going down 35 right now, southbound, you will see them as you go just past the border and down toward Oklahoma City, you'll see more. So there are some showers in the area, but again, they've all moved pretty much off to the southeast this morning, down into the southeast part of Kansas. A mild Monday across south-central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 75 degrees.
It was beautiful yesterday.
Normal high, 92. Way below normal yesterday. Got out for a run yesterday afternoon, and it was outstanding. Kind of thought it was October already. Wow. Anyway, we're going to sustain this for a couple of days, at least highs a little warmer than that, up into the 80s, but nothing too much to worry about in the way of the weather, not as far as heat is concerned.
Not compared to the last couple of weeks, anyway.
Not compared to what July or what August should be. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mitch Holtis coming up at 8:15 this morning. Hope you're around here at 8:15, 2 hours from now, as we get that training camp update from Mitch Holtis right here with Steve and Ted. And just a reminder that KNSS 98.7 and 1330 this fall, for the first time, we are the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, that's right. You can hear all the games right here on KNSS. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Today is primary election day, as we've been mentioning in our news this morning. And for Wichita voters here in the city, not much.
Nope.
Just a few thousand people eligible to vote, and turnout's probably going to be pretty small.
Yeah, if you're in District 1, it's you.
And it's kind of a strange geographic district. Kind of goes down from Linwood Park straight north up into northeast Wichita. But there are four candidates, as we have been telling you. And if you were in that district, today is your day to vote. A couple of other primaries in Sedgwick County. But this is not one of those days where we bring out all the trumpets and horns and say, hey, listen to our election coverage. Because there just is not much to talk about.
Yeah, the gerrymander makes that one look a little weird.
Yeah, we'll have the results for you, of course. Dan will later tonight, Dan O'Neill, and then tomorrow morning, right here with Steve and Ted, tell you who won the primary in District 1. On this date in 1966, Charles Joseph Whitman went on an armed rampage at the University of Texas in Austin that killed 14 people, most of whom were shot by Whitman while he was perched in the clock tower of the main campus building. 1966, the Austin TU shooting. Whitman, who had also slain his wife and mother hours earlier, was finally gunned down by police. And memory serves me, they did an autopsy to find out if there was some sort of a brain tumor that was possibly causing him to behave so terribly, tragically. 1966, the tower in Texas. And on this date in 1981, MTV made its debut on cable stations across the U.S. MTV having a birthday today. A rookie police officer in Maryland is garnering praise for an act of kindness he extended to a woman accused of shoplifting. Officer Bennett Johns, who joined the Laurel Police Department in May, was called to a local grocery store July 22nd regarding a 20-year-old woman accused of shoplifting. Officer Bennett Johns, the woman who reportedly bought some items but did not have $15 for two packs of diapers, was given a citation. Was given a citation for misdemeanor shoplifting, but Johns, who was raised by a single mother, was touched by the woman's predicament and used his own money to buy the diapers for the toddler. Photo of Johns at the cash register taken by his training officer began making the rounds of the internet after being posted to police departments on a Facebook page. And so he's being talked about and honored today, the policeman, for doing the right thing.
It's always good to hear you know, hear more stories about things like that happening. And they happen. You know, things like that happen.
You know, if I just a passerby and I saw that going on, I wonder if I would have the heart to do something like that. Just to pick, you know, say, hey, let me buy those for you so you don't have any problem. Obviously, she was trying. She was just didn't have enough money. Well, you know, she could have put them back and come back later, I guess. But she tried to go ahead and lift them, tried to steal them instead. And, well, anyway, the story has a happy ending this morning, and that's good. The jersey, that is, worn by New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge in his Major League debut in August 2016, sold Sunday for $157,366. Wonder if the collector will ever get his or her money back out of that one. The winning bid in the auction held by Steiner Sports represents the highest price paid for any jersey worn in the four major U.S. pro sports leagues in the past 15 years.
Yeah, that seems high.
It topped the $135,060 paid last month for the jersey Golden State Warriors guard Stephen Curry wore in Game 3 of this year's NBA Finals. Sale price on the Judge jury is a huge jump from the price paid for a game-used jersey Steiner sold just last month. That jersey that Judge wore May 28th when he hit his first career Grand Slam sold for only $45,578. So there's money in that memorabilia, huh,
Tom? Yeah, especially if you're a Yankee.
And this guy Judge, of course, he's pretty impressive.
He's having a monster year.
He's a big guy, isn't he?
He's big.
Like
6'5". Dude.
Yep. And he just a heck of a baseball player. And having a great year, and he's been selling some of his jerseys. I guess he gets the money for that, right? Sure. He probably needs to, you know, start that 401k with the Yankees. Get that thing going. All right, I'm going to do weather this morning. Just talk quickly again about the weather. It's so nice. I'm scared to death. And just the other shoe's got to drop.
It's super.
Next week, it's got to go up to 115 degrees. That's the way I am. I'm always skeptical about the weather because it can change abruptly here in South Central Kansas. It hasn't, but wow. How about that?
Yeah, every day you get in July or August like this, it's money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy it while you can because we've already had a pretty hot snap in July. And, you know, we're going to probably have some more warm weather before September shows up, and even in September. Story about three traffic fatalities over the weekend in Wichita. And, Ted, you covered that story here with the police department and their follow-up on those investigations of those three traffic fatalities, including that one on Kellogg near Washington. Driving home yesterday around the noon hour, I drove past the spot, obviously, where that happened, and there's great big smudge, black smudge all across the couple lanes of traffic. You can tell that something bad happened there. Just for you out there, you're driving to work or you're driving home from work or you're out there driving, listening to Steve and Ted, just a reminder, slow it down and buckle up. That's about all we can say. Drive defensively and slow down and buckle up this morning. How about that? 6:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Talking about the Royals playing baseball and also the NBC World Series continues here in Wichita, Ted.
Yep, the 83rd Annual National Baseball Congress World Series. We continue out at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Four more games yesterday in pool play. Yesterday's winners, including the Derby Twins late last night. Derby Twins got a win. The Santa Barbara Foresters late last night got a 4-0 win. And that action ended about 11:45 last night. Santa Barbara is 2-0 in pool play. The former Major League players, the Kansas Stars, easily with a 10-1 win last night over the Everett Merchants. That was nationally televised on ESPN2. So we advance on in today to more action. Four more games on tap for the schedule today at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. More pool play as the NBC World Series continues championship week at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The first game will get underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon and baseball all day downtown. Pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts got rained out in Salina last night. So the Wingnuts and the Stockade will play a doubleheader at 4 o'clock this afternoon up in Salina. Wingnuts have won 3 in a row. Still have a big 13-game lead atop the South Division. Major League Baseball in Baltimore last night. Kansas City Royals did not get a lot of offense. They only got one run, 5 hits. Baltimore, the Royals wasted a good pitching performance. but couldn't get a lot of runs across. Baltimore ended up scoring a run in the bottom of the ninth and beat the Royals 2-1. Royals have dropped 2 out of 3. Kansas City still holding on to a wild card spot with a 2.5-game lead, as the Royals will be in Baltimore again tonight, taking on the Orioles. Live coverage of the Royals in Baltimore at 6 o'clock tonight. Make sure you listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And don't forget, be listening right here on KNSS. About 2 hours from now at 8:15 this morning, we'll have a live daily update from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Daily training camp updates with Mitch every morning this month, right here on KNSS at 8:15. Make sure you listen to that every morning.
Brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford.
Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
At the home of the Kansas City Chiefs on the radio this year. Yeah, we keep saying that because we're kind of excited about it. I tuned in to watch just a little bit of the start of ESPN's coverage of the NBC World Series last night. And sure enough, there's LD Stadium being shown all over the country and all over the world. And they ran a promotional commercial while I was watching.
Yeah, I saw
for Wichita,
that.
Which was very well done and well produced and made us look pretty good. And, hey, exciting things going on with the NBC World Series.
Yeah, it was a little showcase for Wichita on ESPN2 last night.
Yeah.
And I thought that stuff was pretty well done.
All right, thanks, Ted. 621
now. It was good to see our buddy Shane Dennis on the coverage there.
I didn't stick around, but Shane did it.
Yeah.
All right, good for Shane. He does
a great job.
He's a good man.
Yep.
We like him. 621 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, MTV going gender neutral. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.